Buying a used car is like getting a medical procedure. When it's a bad experience, you're likely worse off than you were before. And yet, even if it's a good experience, you still don't want to do it again.
Maybe there's a more sensitivity in Iran that's not in America. In Iran, if a door of a car is scratched, even if the owner has fixed it, the value of the car can drop 10% or more. But in America, if the door is scratched and it has been fixed, the value of the car doesn't change much.
That's Amin Pahlavanzadeh. He's founder and CEO of Iranian tech startup Hamrah Mechanic. And he's highlighting just one of the many problems that Iranian car buyers and sellers face.
Me and a couple of friends started Hamrah Mechanic about 6 years ago. It was a small idea at first, but now it's a big company with 350 employees. And we're hopeful that we will grow 10 to 15 times more.
Amin's entire goal is to change the way Iranians buy and sell used cars.
Here we have a dream that people can go to our website, pick out their used car, and trust us to do the rest. We'll do everything for them. We'll even deliver the car to their house with a ribbon on top.
Amin knew that if he could make the car buying experience more fair and less risky, he could improve the lives of the Iranian people and make a lot of money doing it. This is Tehran Disrupted, a podcast about Iranian tech companies and their founders. These stories teach us about what it's like to live in a figurative bubble set apart from the rest of the world and the resiliency and grit that comes as a result. Episode 3, Hamrah Mechanic, a company paving the road to improving the Iranian car market. Cars are a big deal for most of us. We all remember our first car. We even name our cars, and we spend thousands of dollars on customizing and personalizing every aspect to reflect our personalities. But fundamentally, we know that our cars lose their value over time. In Iran, cars are an appreciating asset. One of the biggest reasons for this is the country's high inflation rate. The Iranian currency is quickly becoming devalued. If someone keeps their savings in a bank, it will end up being dramatically less valuable over time. But cars are a different story. For example, a car that cost 15 million tuman just 6 years ago might cost 100 million tuman today. Consequently, buying a car in Iran is a safer and more preferred way to hold cash.
In Iran, people invest their savings in cars. They know that cars get more expensive with inflation. This way they can invest their money and have a car to drive. That's why when people have money, they choose to invest in a car.
It's common for someone's entire life savings to be tied up in their car. Iranians will often buy a car, use it for a few years, then sell it for two or three times what they paid for it. And even the worst cars still appreciate. Imagine if you bought a car for $10,000, used it for a year, and later it's worth $20,000 or more. Most Iranians buy their cars secondhand.
Many varieties of cars are imported into Iran, but because of sanctions, some cars were imported illegally. You're more likely to find that these cars have defects. For example, a car might start out with four airbags, but before reselling it, someone might take out two of the airbags and sell them.
No matter how you get your car, there's a high incentive for sellers and buyers to cheat.
The seller might receive a bad check as part of a scam from the buyer.
Amin saw these problems as opportunities for Hamrah Mechanic. Most used car transactions in Iran take place between a private buyer and seller. Before Hamrah Mechanic, they didn't have services like Carfax or Kelley Blue Book to check estimated car values.
Unfortunately, there weren't any big players in the used car market in Iran. Most transactions were done consumer to consumer or from private dealers who secretly sell 5 to 10 cars a month. These sellers keep important information from customers because they know they can make more money. They buy the car for less than what it's worth and sell it much higher than it's worth, making huge profits.
But then Hamrah Mechanic came along to become a sort of mediator for car sales.
Hamrah Mechanic will buy the car for you and guarantee that it's totally healthy.
I met Amin at Hamrah Mechanic's offices in Tehran. The building was tall and narrow, with each floor dedicated to a different department of the company. Amin is in his early 40s. He's soft-spoken, confident, and thoughtful. He comes across as a leader and isn't afraid to voice his opinion. Amin grew up in a little village in Iran called Maravetape in the Golestan province, which touches the Caspian Sea in the northeastern part of Iran. It was 1980, but the little community he grew up in lived like it was the 1800s.
We didn't have electricity until I was 8 years old. We studied by candlelight. There wasn't a middle school where we lived, so we had to walk 14 kilometers each way. For high school, we had to go to a boarding school 150 kilometers away.
For those of you more familiar with miles, that's about a 9-mile walk each way. For high school, he moved to a boarding school nearly 100 miles away. Still, Amin worked hard and it paid off. He took the college entrance exam and was accepted to Sharif University, which is one of Iran's top schools for engineering and technology. That meant that Amin would have to leave his village behind and move to the bustling city of Tehran. He quickly saw the benefits of attending a major university in a big city.
Being classmates with these talented students really improved my self-confidence.
He also saw how the challenges of his childhood ended up helping him.
In the village, I learned to be independent starting at 5 years old. Parents don't care for you the same way that parents in the cities care for their children. Village families are big, and so you have to learn to fend for yourself. But the independence I learned from living in the village helped me a lot.
Amin met his wife when he was at school, and he also made friends that would be crucial to his future success.
That caused me to not look for a job after graduation. I was lucky to have good friends, and we decided to start a business together. I thank God for the time that we ran a company.
Amin's been an entrepreneur his entire professional life, and he's proud of it.
After I graduated, I created new jobs. I was never hired by anyone.
When he and his friends started their first company, they didn't have any support or investors. They had to bootstrap and make their own way.
I ran a few different companies and didn't get support from anyone. We started Hamrah Mechanic with our own money, and we knew we were taking a major risk. Nobody wanted to be our partner.
Amin wears that like a battle scar, like those people who talk about walking to school uphill both ways in the snow. Now, he thinks startups have it easy.
In Iran, it's only been around 6 or 7 years that people started investing in entrepreneurs and startups. The new investors learned from Iranian Americans who came from America and started investing. We were entrepreneurs. Before people started investing, you had to risk your own money and time or take a bank loan. But you could fail, and some people lost their house, their life, etc., etc.
Amin and two of his friends have been business partners since they graduated. They worked well together, and it just made sense.
We started a company right after graduation, about 20 years ago. We didn't know if it would be very big, but we were happy we could pay the salaries each month. We worked in industries like equipment, instrumentation, and laboratories. We made machines and sold them to different companies. We also worked in the energy sector, doing research for electric and gas companies.
This put Amin and his friends in a good position to pursue the idea that would eventually become Hamrah Mechanic.
We had maybe about $200,000 between us, which was enough money to get things started.
As with many successful startups, Hamrah Mechanic was inspired by a real problem. One of Amin's friends was looking to buy a car, but he wanted to make sure he wasn't getting cheated. Another friend knew about cars, so the three of them went together to check out the car.
If you don't know the defects of a car, you might pay 200 million toman for a car that's worth 100 million toman.
Based on the conversion rate when I was there, that's a difference between $8,000 and $4,000.
That's why it's important to carefully inspect the car before you buy it.
After getting the go-ahead from the friend who knew cars, Amin's other friend bought the car without any concerns. That experience gave them an idea. What if they charged a small fee to do the same thing for other people? The three friends decided to test their idea, so they advertised a simple inspection service in local newspapers.
We started from there. We built a website and tried to get the word out to as many people as we could. We were the first to use the term car expert in Persian on the internet. Before that, nobody searched for car experts and nothing came up online, even if they did. We recognized a major gap in the market and we started working to fill that gap.
They called their company Hamrah Mechanic, which literally translates to a mechanic with you.
First, we taught ourselves to become car experts. We did the car inspections ourselves. Then we hired more people and taught them to be experts too. From there, we expanded our services.
It isn't just used cars that need inspections. New and imported cars need to be inspected too.
Normally, a car manufacturer might have at least two different versions of the same car, the regular model and the deluxe model. In Iran, there might be 10 different versions. In one version, a car may not come with airbags. In another version, the monitor is 7 inches, but they installed a 17-inch monitor. As a result, prices vary significantly from one car to another of the same kind. People don't really know how much the car is worth, and sellers have a lot of freedom to adjust prices.
People began to see the benefits of the service that Amin and his team were offering.
People call Hamrah Mechanic. The company sends an expert who uses his knowledge and experience to make sure the car is in good condition. Then the buyer can purchase the car based on reliable information.
Hamrah Mechanic even offers a guarantee.
If you have a problem that Hamrah Mechanic did not disclose, you'll be fully compensated with 100% of any financial damage.
Amin says they're working to establish a 1 to 2 year warranty.
The goal of Hamrah Mechanic is to make the car buying experience safe. When a customer buys a used car, it should be like they are buying a brand new car.
But soon, Amin and his co-founders realized Iranians needed more than inspections.
There are 4 or 5 important things to consider when buying a car. Sending an expert to inspect the car is just one of them. Customers also need to know that they aren't buying a stolen car and that the documents haven't been forged. They need to know whether they can get a loan from a bank. These things all need to be checked.
They went all in and decided to address every aspect of the car buying experience.
People worry about investing their savings. They need a company to guarantee the whole process, from the payment to the documentation and everything else. We provide all of that. Most people don't know a lot about cars, and Hamrah Mechanic is like an angel to them. If Hamrah Mechanic didn't exist, car buyers would have to go see a local mechanic to check their car. But now they can install an app and write up a request.
After 4 years of providing experts to do inspections, Hamrah Mechanic began offering other services.
We recognized that if we want to treat one pain, we have to treat the rest of the pains as well.
First, Amin felt it was essential for Hamrah Mechanic to offer financial services.
Someone wants to buy a car, but might not have enough money. Here, it's not common to provide bank loans for cars. In America, 70% of cars are bought with a bank loan, and payments are made monthly. In Iran, it's not possible to get a loan for a used car. Hamrah Mechanic solved this problem. We signed contracts with banks and leasing companies to give loans to people who don't have enough money to buy a car.
Hamrah Mechanic was the first company to provide this kind of service. The company will also verify that any documents involved in the transaction are legitimate.
Our motto is that you don't need anything to buy a car. We give you loans without going to the bank. The company does everything for you. We buy or sell a car for you with the least amount of trouble.
Amin's strategy has proven to be successful so far, and he anticipates even more growth in the future.
Now we have 0.3% of the market. Our target is to get to 5% of the market in 4 or 5 years. There are 20 million cars in Iran, and 4 million cars are bought and sold every year. It's about a $40 billion market.
Still, like any startup, the company has faced several challenges. For one thing, they needed to train a large number of experts.
To send 50 experts to 50 places in Tehran with the same standard was so challenging and took time. One expert might do a great job, while another expert might do a terrible job. We had to train our experts on things like how to behave, how to provide all the services, how to work with the right tools, and how to fill out forms, among other things.
They wanted to build a strong team, but at first, they didn't know where to start.
There was no official training in this field. We couldn't advertise our open positions because there was no university to teach these skills. We had to train them ourselves. We ran an institute and contracted people who could teach these things. Then we trained our experts to get ready to work.
Amin and his team didn't really know what they were doing. From building a business model to marketing the product to building a website, they learned as they went.
It was like being thrown into the middle of the Amazon jungle. You need to find food for yourself for 3 days, but you don't know how to build a fire, where to find food, and what food is poisonous or good to eat. The only way to learn is by discovering for yourself.
They also had to figure out the best way to scale.
When we started our company, it was small. But when it gets big with 400 employees, you need to have rules, different managers, and things like that. I didn't have enough experience, and I had to grow.
As the company grew, the need for talent grew as well. Attracting the right talent is hard, no matter where you live.
The third problem we had was recruiting talented people who had enough experience and who have worked in major companies. But these people are expensive. We were able to attract them with a combination of salary and stocks.
All of this wasn't easy. Amin sometimes felt overwhelmed with what he didn't know.
I had to trust that I could figure it out, but it was difficult for me. I tried to solve problems in many different ways. When I saw that I couldn't continue going in a certain direction, I had to change my mind and figure out something else.
Still, the work was exciting.
You're in Tehran with major technology. Your work is full of unknowns, and you keep learning new things. You're growing, and each day is different. It's really fun.
I haven't mentioned one of the biggest challenges that Amin faced, and it's one entrepreneurs everywhere have to overcome. Where is the money you need to build your company going to come from? Of course, a common way to build a company is to raise venture capital. And whether you're building your startup in Iran, the US, or Timbuktu, you have to be able to convince investors to believe in your idea. Any founder will tell you that raising money is hard work, but it's even more difficult in Iran because there's not a ton of capital in the country to begin with. And because of sanctions in Iran, foreign investment is almost non-existent. Amin and his friends had a hard time getting venture capital investors, or VCs, on board.
At that time, we could only get money from local VCs. Local VCs were beginners, and they hadn't learned to invest their money in exchange for a smaller part of the company. These investors thought they could get 90% and leave us with 5 to 10%. VCs needed to learn that they would invest their money and get 10% of the company instead. It was difficult for them to accept that. The first contracts they gave us were terrible. They were very one-sided.
At first, investors weren't willing to accept the risk.
In the beginning, they said that if you fail, you should pay back the money. We said, if we had to pay you back, we would have just gotten a bank loan. Why would we share ownership with you?
Today, after 2 years of negotiations, the United States, together with our international partners, has achieved something that decades of animosity has not.
Around 2016, there was a brief period of time when sanctions were lifted on Iran, opening the door for foreign investment.
a comprehensive long-term deal with Iran that will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
But the problem for companies like Hamrah Mechanic was that most of the early money went to the large startups like Digicala. Still, Amin looked at ways to make Hamrah Mechanic more attractive to investors.
We did more research and realized that there are many similar companies in the world. In America, there are companies like Carvana and CarMax. You can also find similar platforms in China, India, and Europe, and we saw the valuations of these companies.
Carvana was founded in 2015 in Tempe, Arizona. It raised a lot of money and grew very quickly, disrupting the U.S. used car market. Now the company is valued at more than $50 billion. Amin used Carvana and others to show investors what Hamrah Mechanic could become in Iran. But Hamrah Mechanic needed to grow faster. 4 years into building the company, right around the time the company added the additional services, the Hamrah Mechanic team started working on a new business model. Instead of charging a fee for each type of services they offered, they decided a fixed commission of 5% on every car sale. This new model was simpler and more lucrative. Finally, Amin and his team landed some investors.
Investors recognized that they could trust us, and they learned to be patient and listen to us. The first VC who trusted us gave us $500,000. Then we received another $500,000, and our last round was about $1.5 million. In total, we raised about $2 to $2.5 million.
But as with other founders I spoke with, Amin says the amount of venture capital in Iran is way too low.
When you say Digicala, everyone knows it, and they think billions of dollars were spent on it. But in reality, that's not true. Hamrah Mechanic has spent $2.5 million. But if you compare that to companies in other countries, that's not very much money. And if you compare this money with the economy of Iran, it's even less.
Based on what he's seen in similar companies around the world, Amin believes there's a major market potential for Hamrah Mechanic in Iran, which could translate to serious money.
The CEO of Carvana has said they have 1% of America's market, and they're hopeful to get 38% of the market. It's a big goal.
Amin and his team have a huge goal of their own.
We want to have 5% of the market in a few years. We can get it because we don't have many big competitors online or offline. Besides us, there are about 10 competitors, but they're very small. One of them has become more successful and is coming up behind us.
Thanks to investment capital and the improved business model, Hamrah Mechanic has seen significant growth over the last year. The company projects it will grow by 10 times between this year and next year.
We had less of a problem because cars were appreciating at the same time. So our commission increased. Also, most cars were imported. As the price of imported cars got higher, manufacturers in Iran increased their prices too.
Even though Hamrah Mechanic wasn't impacted in a major way by the sanctions, Amin disagrees with them.
The sanctions are annoying. If the sanctions didn't exist, Iran could have seen much more progress. And success in Iran is much better for the world. A country's progress shouldn't be inhibited because of politics and international relationships. Politicians don't consider ordinary people. They aren't making decisions based on what is good for everyone. Politicians are just thinking about politics.
In the meantime, Amin has a company to run and grow, and Hamrah Mechanic keeps growing. The company now has over 350 employees. This growth opens up the doors for Hamrah Mechanic to be the best in the business.
When your company becomes big and successful, it's easier to make improvements to streamline the business. We might decrease cost, make transactions more efficient, and solve new problems. We're always trying to make it easier for our users to successfully buy a car.
Eventually, Amin would also love to see Hamrah Mechanic go public on the Iranian stock market.
That's our goal. We don't imagine this will take a long time. I believe it will happen in 2 years, 5 years at the most. We will be a unicorn company in Iran, just like Digicala, which is the most successful startup in Iran at a $1 billion valuation. We want to follow in the same path.
He also wants to start investing. Thankfully, investing in Iran is much easier now than it was when he was first building Hamrah Mechanic.
Investors have figured things out in the last 4 or 5 years. We had much more trouble raising money because we were first. Now investments are growing.
Amin and his co-founders have started an incubator called Smartup Venture. They're modeling it off of Y Combinator, a well-known incubator in the U.S. that's produced some of the biggest startups in the world. Right now, Smartup Ventures has 25 startups in their portfolio.
When we see each other in 2 years, we'll be even bigger because of our investments in startups.
In fact, I get a chance to sit down with one of Smartup Ventures' portfolio companies, Digi Zargar. They're changing the gold buying and selling industry in Iran. While Amin's future looks bright, he's focused on the present.
Our big goal as entrepreneurs is to enjoy the work we're doing. We see Hamrah Mechanic as doing something new in the country. We want our customers to say, "Well done, you did a perfect job." We want the whole country to have access to our services.
Tehran Disrupted is produced by me, Hamid Chojai, and Adrian St. Clair, with help from Ladan Chojai. Sound editing, mixing, and mastering by Regina Revazova of Open Conversation. Special thanks to Nasser Ghanemzadeh for getting us in touch with many of these founders. Music in this episode is courtesy of Epidemic Sound, Blue Dot Sessions, and Envato Elements.